Blog Talk Radio.
But that's okay. Hi, everybody. Good morning over here on the West Coast. Good afternoon over there on the East Coast and the South. I just want to say happy Sunday and welcome to Kim Africa's Sunday Brunch. I had a wonderful, wonderful intro, but because I was Russian. Oh, shoot. I kind of messed up the data. No, actually, I went into the wrong place. I should have went into the, let's see. You know I'm a one-man band over here. I should have went into the other place where I have the one that I downloaded for my pages. I can't find anything in here. But yeah, so how is everybody doing this morning? It's a slow morning for me. This is why I'm acting like this. So here you go. I think this is it. Hold on.
You are now tuned in to Sunday Brunch with Kim Africa. Coming to you live every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
No, that's not it. Okay, let me just leave that alone. Okay, so well, I woke up, I took a nap. The kids was over for the weekend. Let me just say that they came in on Friday, and they left yesterday. So I had them the whole day, and I was exhausted. I have a 3-year-old; she'll be 3 on Wednesday. My darling, Arine Rose. And then I have a 15-month-old, 1-year-old, and little Hunter Benjamin. And so it's just mayhem constantly, consistently. So, but they're amazing. They're a lot of fun. We went to Chuck E. Cheese and had a great time. And yeah, so it was just really, really a blast. But I was extremely, and then we went to parks, and because I have 3 or 4 parks in my neighborhood, so we hung out there and just had a good time. So we didn't get to make anything really. I usually make like some cookies or muffins, and we were supposed to make Jell-O, but no, that didn't happen. So, but baby girl's birthday party is coming, and we're going to go to the Zimmerman Museum, which is an interactive children's museum. It's really amazing, fun, interactive museum for kids. And it's right here on Wilshire Boulevard. And it's it actually everyone, the whole state of California is offering free. So if you're in California, go to a museum. They open free museum entrances on January 31st to the entire state of museums. So, and a lot of these museums cost a lot of money, so I just want to plug that in. But back to baby girl. So she's having a birthday party, so they'll be back. But the whole gist of me saying the kid was over the weekend was to explain to you why I'm all goofy and hitting the wrong buttons. But because I stayed up, they kind of rocked my world, and then I didn't get any work done, so I wound up staying up until about 4 in the morning. I got up, took a nap again. I worked out, and that always be tied after I run. So, and I just was done. And so I got, after I dropped the kids off, I just came back and just fell out. But I woke up at about 12, midnight, 1 o'clock, right? So I woke up and I stayed up until about 4 or 5. And then I fell back to sleep. And then I just got up probably, you could tell the grogginess in my voice, probably about 10 minutes. No, sorry, not 10 minutes ago. About an hour and a half ago. Yeah, it was probably about 9:30 when I got back up. So it was probably about an hour and a half ago. Yeah, so got back up. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to do the show. I already had the idea of the show because I wanted to discuss this week, mainly focus on resolutions. So one of my resolutions is to get a producer for the show. So I don't have to do all the work myself. No, that's I need a producer for everything that I'm doing. But I love talking. I love sharing my thoughts, and I think some of the things that I come up with is quite share worthy. So I always like to, have a platform to share things. So we wanted to discuss, or I wanted to discuss today, I don't do New Year's resolutions. I like when the New Year comes in; it has a fresh, energy with it, and it's a good look. You know, people are feeling all of that. But I usually start according to the farmer's almanac and how the farmers plant their seeds. I usually plant my goals and my seeds according to just the natural law of nature. And, I recommend that to my clients through the Kismet Life coaching practice and my Club Be Free clientele, and I recommend it because I really feel that it gives you a real harmonious kind of an effortless way of going about it, as if you're working with the universe in a sense, or with just the natural laws, so it is going to just be an easier way to create. That's why people, I really feel, run into so many snags when they try to do the New Year's resolutions. So, okay, New Year's resolutions usually fall apart around this time. We're on the third week in January. You got here quick. This month is literally done. January is just evaporated before our eyes. So I'm going to share with you my personal process of achieving and creating goals. And I usually do well. I've been the last 2 years, I've been like kind of being a college student and I kind of been doing that thing. But and I've been creating companies and doing a lot of startups, not just for myself but for other people as well. I do brand consultation, and I'm getting ready to create packages for everyone. So just stay connected, and you'll be able to connect with most of the things that I'm going to be putting out products wise as well, and it's just going to be really good stuff. So I usually start creating again during the season of harvest. Okay, so if you listen and you want to write some of this stuff down, you want to kind of get, and it's really basic. I have friends that really go in depth. Kenya Stevens, Juju Mama. Maybe some of you guys may have heard of her. She's a celebrity life coach that does a lot of life coaching all over, like, the South. She was in New York at one point, and she was on Dr. Phil. She did a lot of, she did the whole circuit, and she's gained a name for herself. Her main subject is they do the law of attraction and creation, but she also talks about open marriages, which is quite interesting if you want to just side note that. Her and her husband are in an open marriage, been in an open marriage for years. I actually did a talk show with her. She was one of my first guests when I first kicked off the show back in the day. She was part of my Love Week, and she was just darling. She's just a darling girl. I met her when she first kicked off her practice, and she just took off. And her and her husband, Sekou Stevens, and so yeah, so these guys are they have a real solid, intricate type of system, a program that they created. I think it's called Creating 28, and then it goes into some deeper stuff with 365. But it, basically, what it does, again, look up Juju Mama if you want to connect with her. Again, most of you that know me know her because she's really popular on Facebook and just in general as a life coach for African Americans. Mainly, I see her do a lot of African-based practices in her practice. But so she has a program that you could go to and you could learn the depths of how to use the natural laws from the moon energy, from all of these energies. And she breaks it down from the waxing to the waning moon to like a serious, serious, serious scientific system. Which I truly enjoy. Me being a simplistic girl that I am, I like to make things as elementary, not only just for myself, because I could be cuckoo crazy and because I have a thousand things going on in my, you know, large dome. And so I like to, I like to have it where an eighth grader, and I learned that in college. Whenever you write a report, you want to make it to where an eighth grader can read it because you never know, or whenever you're doing something, especially when you're dealing with the general public or general population, you want to make sure everyone is able to have access to what you're saying and how you're saying it. And if your words are too crazy, they're going to, you know, it's not going to be digestible for most folk. So even with that being said, let me go back into my dashboard to see if anybody has called in. I've been logged out, and I'm gonna log back in. But if you call in, if you want to talk, if you want to chizat, I will. I could pull you in to the conversation with no problem at all. Oh yes, I am studying French. So I was saying that Kenya K and her husband, they do an intricate one. So mine is basic and again simplistic, like most of my products and services, because I really want you guys to be able to again access it without too much heavy work. And I don't think life is that hard. I don't think you have to break your neck that hard, because I see my grandmother create her life, which was an amazing life, from traveling to owning real estate all over the world and, you know, having things that a woman from 1918, you know, probably in being a woman of color, probably didn't have or wasn't even thinking about having, but she was so stubborn she was going to get what she wanted. That's what I loved about her, and that's what I strive to be like, Annie Pearl and my grandma asked her all day. But so I start creating during harvest season. Harvest season being the September, October, around Thanksgiving time. And a lot of times this is when a lot of people start planting seeds on their farms. They start, they start pulling in the things that they had already planted. They start picking those and living off of that. But then they also start planning for the new season. And so that's when I start my goal setting, around harvest season. And that's around the time when I do my hibernation. That's around the time when I do my my retreat. I have the Kismet Life Retreats, the Goddess Retreats, the Yemaya, Ashun, and Ogun Retreats, which is amazing retreats at Catalina Island. And we're having it again October 8th. We're going to extend it to 4 days instead of three this year. I'm going to have more than just five ladies. Hopefully we'll have seven this time going around. And so, you know, and just, you know, go to www.clubbefree.com and you'll see all the stuff there about everything that we're doing this year. So around that time, and so that's when I really try to gather the girls as well, around the gathering season, and really sit with them, and we start letting go of some of this stuff from the past, and we start really start creating what we want to start seeing in the up-and-coming season. So whatever you plant around that time, October, around the, that harvest season time, you should start seeing it materialize within the spring season. So that's usually how my life works. I usually plant in the fall, and I start seeing things materialize in the spring. And then I use that to kind of do my summer, and then I just do it all over again. You know, it usually extends. I do some planning again for the summer, but the summer is usually my time to actually be more creative as possible. It starts blooming in the spring, but it really comes to life, pow, in the summer. So I like to actually, and usually then it starts weaning out, and then you have to start rebuilding again. And it's really that simple for me. Now, within the moon cycles, you can use the month, the 28-day month. That's why it says it takes 21 days to create or to break a habit. Because within that month period, it's a whole moon cycle. And the moon cycle is creative. And the moon cycle actually gives you a kind of blueprint on when to ask for something and when not to ask for something, when things are coming in and when things are not coming in. And it's really, again, basic moon cycle stuff. I'm not really trying to give you anything, you know, extra insane. I'm just really giving you basic information on how to use the natural cycles. And if you notice, and if you know anything about the year, if you're a woman, most of you are, you know that our cycles is pretty much based on the tides and waves of the moon. I really, my cycle, and I still come on my cycle every month, and my cycle usually comes during the full moon, which I like. I do a lot of full moon work in my retreats. I do a lot of full moon and new moon work in my, in most of my work that I do with my private clients and at Club Be Free. So new moon intentions. You start fresh and you utilize this powerful cycle to activate whatever you're trying to activate in your life. The new moon is all about new beginnings, and it's a good time to set intentions. You know, and that's how you create month on a month basis. I'm a girl that likes to, I usually plan 10 years ahead. That's how I graduated college. That's how I got to L.A., and because I always knew I was coming to L.A. Well, actually 15, 20 years ago, when I visited L.A., I knew I was moved. That was, I tagged that on the end of my plan. So the things that I have accomplished was based on my me putting my attentions toward it, towards them, and not even just a specific school I wanted to go to and a specific neighborhood or area I wanted to live, just a lot of things, people that I wanted to meet. I always was able to position myself to be in the right place at the right time by setting my intentions every month. And usually, the best time to do that is during the new moon. And then you want to start letting go of things during a full moon as the moon is waning. You want to start letting go. So you want to release things that you don't want in your life or you don't want to be dealing with. You want to release those things during the full moon. And during the new moon, when the moon is black, when there's no moon whatsoever, you want to, that's when you want to start writing your intentions. And you can use a ritual. If you want to learn more about rituals, you can contact me at 404-500-8978. That's my my office in Georgia, and I'm going back to Georgia soon, and I've been saying I'm going back, and I haven't made it back yet, but I'm going back because there's some things that my company wants to do, some investments we want to be involved in out there, and so I'm really excited about going back and being and doing some things out there in Atlanta. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, Sade, Lady Day, she's a R&B singer, and she also has a fashion stylist company called Take Risks ATL, where she styles, you know, celebrities and regular people, you know, like myself. And but she's really the stylish person. She's really a cool sweetheart, and I'm very proud of all the work she's doing. She's working on her new album. We're going to Vegas for fashion stuff, because you know I do fashion as well with the House of Aggie, and we're going to come out with a summer line. But we're going to be in Vegas February 19th through the 22nd at the Magic Show. So if you are in or near Vegas, text me, okay, at 404-500-8978. Text me and hit me up, hashtag House of Aggie. And let me know that you're in town and that you come hang, because we're going to be doing, she's a singer as well as a fashion stylist. So she's also going to be singing at a club there, a really cool club. And she's going to be debuting her mixtape, where she's doing a lot of covers of the 1990s music, which is going to be lovely. So you can go check her out. Her name is Lady Day, and you can go to her webpage, LadyDaySings.com. And she's just a cool kid, and she's just, you know, doing the things that she loves. When I named her Sade, I thought I was having a boy, first of all. I didn't know that I was having a girl, because I was very young, and I went to see a psychic, and she told me I was having a boy, and I believed her, right? So I had a name for her. Her name was going to be Sharif. Sharif was the name of two gentlemen from my hood, from Brooklyn, where I grew up from, in Linden Plaza. I grew up in Linden Plaza. One Sharif lived in one of the buildings in Plaza, but then across the street from us was the pink houses, the Louis H. Pink houses. I know if anybody from the hood, from Brooklyn, I know exactly what I'm talking about. So pink houses, there was a guy I went to school, and his name was Sharif. Both of these gentlemen were murdered, and by friendly fire. One was friendly. It was a friend that killed him, the guy we grew up with, Abgard. We grew up with and went to school with, and It was kind of sad, and I thought he was such a beautiful person. And the other Sharif, who I grew up with and where I lived at in Linden Plaza, he stood up for me because a guy that named Justice Bourne had, it was just horrible. He had punched me in my face. And Sharif, out of nowhere, defended me in a big way, like a hero kind of way. And then the next thing I know, he had got murdered. He was from Belize. He was a really beautiful, beautiful person. You know, that Caribbean beautiful. That, you know, it's not the average Black American. But and so I wanted to name my daughter Sharif. So here I go with my long story, right? So anyway, anywho, Sade came from me pushing her out and seeing her and realizing, it's a little girl, not a little boy, and you got to come up with a name. And so my girlfriend, Cass, my best friend from Brooklyn, Cassandra Nunn, she gave me the middle name, Anastasia. But Sade came from, I don't know where it came from, I don't know why I spelled it the way I spelled it. But come to find out, her name means, in Nigerian, singer. And she kind of looks like, when she was young, she used to look like the singer Sade. And I spell it Shadai. And actually, if you put another D in it, in Jewish culture, it means God. So I was like, oh, that's kind of dope, you know what I mean? Had it all came together like that. Being that I was very young, I was 18 years old when I had Sade, and I didn't have a clue, you know what I mean? So it was just a beautiful thing how it all kind of full circle came together for her, being the special little human being she is. And so I just think it's destiny, you know, for her to sing. And it doesn't, she don't have to, and it, you know, it doesn't, she have to be the next anything. All she has to do is do her. And which I encourage her to do every day. It's all about her doing her, period, nothing else. And so, and I just think it's part of who she, her legacy and who she's going to be and become. So shout out to my lady Day, and can't wait to see you in Vegas. Can't wait to hang out with you. Again, we're going to be there for the magic show for House of Aggie. So make sure you come. If you're in the area to the Bellagio, it's going to be all through in the Stratosphere. It's going to be all through the Strip. They're going to be doing all kinds of cool stuff. If you want to hang out with me, I'm telling you, text me at 404-500-8978 because you know it's going to be live no matter what. It's going to be a good time. So I'm looking forward to doing that with the ladies. And there's a lot of good stuff coming up. Again, if you want to stay in contact with a lot of things that I'm doing, just, you know, Facebook me, Kim Afrika. The Kismet Life of Kim Afrika, keep you updated with most of the things that I'm doing through my life coaching practice. And then I have the House of Aggie. Again, that's my fashion line and my online e-commerce boutique. Then we have Annie Pearls. Annie Pearls is organic skincare line. If you go to my Facebook page right now, I just posted this incredible video. I want you to watch it. And the reason why Annie Pearls organic products is very important, and using your own products anyhow, anyway, anything that you do, you have to really be mindful because these products are really harmful to you. That's why I created Annie Pearls. So you go there and check that out. We have Young People United. We're going to be doing some real cool stuff with that. And they're on Facebook as well. You can connect with us there. And then we have Bormick Media, where we're doing filming and stuff. So we're going to be filming in Brooklyn. So, again, the show's about to wrap up. I love you guys for just tuning in. Remember, there's a certain way to which to do your planning. I'm going to put together a little ebook. If you go to my page, www.clubbefree.com, I have it ready for you by tomorrow, and it'll teach you how to set your goals in the natural way. In the meantime, you just have a wonderful, wonderful week. I hope you just have the most amazing one, and I look forward to chatting with you and talking with you really soon. I'm going to go get me some tea, and hopefully, honey, make me some breakfast. Have a good one, guys, all right? Peace. Make it better. ability. Okay.